الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has taught his names, all his names to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. There reference was made to all the sifat and the asma, the names of Allah, the qualities of Allah, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. And only part of that was given to the malaika, to the angels. Therefore the angels could not become the deputies, the Khalifatullah fil ard, because they did not have all that knowledge. Allah Ta'ala however gave all that knowledge to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and therefore him, Adam alayhi salam, and his progeny, mankind, they were fitting to become the Khalifatullah fil ard. The other explanation ulama give, that asma, yeah, and that is the more commonly and accepted meaning, refers to the names of all the things of this world. And that Allah Ta'ala had given some of that knowledge to the malaika, which was connected with them, which were their duties, etc., which was very limited. But Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah taught him everything, and therefore he was more befitting to become the visitor and the deputy of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has given him his body also and his soul also. With regard to the soul, all the knowledge of that is with regard to spirituality, towards heavenly things, and the body with regard to this world, all the things. The malaika do not have a body, so they do not know anything about this worldly things, etc. That Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him that knowledge. Also all the wives have explained that the questions the malaika had asked, that why are you creating Adam alayhi salam and making him your deputy? They could not understand this wisdom. There Allah Ta'ala gave a hakimana answer. That is an answer of authority, that I know what I am doing. That was sufficient, a brief answer. But yeah, now in the ayats, yeah, Allah Ta'ala gives a hakimana answer. That is filled with hikmat, that Allah explains also that why is it that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will be his deputy. Like for example, sometimes we give an answer and we just say, you don't know, I know what I'm doing. And the other, sometimes we give an answer and we explain in detail why this is being done like this, why it's being done like that. So in the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala gave that authoritative answer, and here Allah Ta'ala is explaining. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who had come in this world and to run the affairs of this world, then he had a physical body, and therefore Allah had taught him all the things of this world. For example, when he came in this world, he had to eat. Malaika don't eat, they don't need food. And just to make one roti, he needed 360 things in order to make one roti. Today we take everything for granted. We just make a roti at home, or we just go and buy a roti. But if we think today also, that with all the more details today, the electricity, water, steel, what and what is required in order to make one roti, it is also very mind-boggling. The malaika did not need anything of that. Adam alayhi salam was given this physical body, which was going to become ill also. And then he needed medicine also. So all those broad principles were taught to Adam alayhi salam also, how to get good health. Yeah, in this world, a person will get angry also, and a person will be composed also. A person will be happy, and a person will be sad. The malaika have got none of these conditions. So they will not be able to run the affairs of the world. Then the asma, the names of all the things in this world, Today, man has progressed much more further, and the chemicals, what the effect of this chemical has got, when you mix it with another chemical, what effect that has got, the broad principles were all taught to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that this herb, what it is good for, this branch, this leaf, this fruit, this berry, what it is good for. All that was taught to Adam alayhi salam. And it is only with that knowledge that a person can run the affairs of this world, which the malaika did not have any idea even about. Also, for this world, to run the affairs of this world, there needs to be a parliament, there needs to be farming, agriculture, there needs to be factories, there need to be mining, etc. All this was taught to Adam alayhi salam. For example, and later on his progeny, the wheel, without which almost nothing can exist today. The wheel is a great, great benefit to mankind. This Allah taught it to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Mathematics, counting, calculating, etc. This also Allah taught it to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. So all this knowledge of this dunya, when it is understood that it is from Allah, and we don't minus Allah from the equation, then this dunya's knowledge is also a necessary knowledge for the running affairs of this world. And the more important is the ruh, which is going, by which this body lives also. And everything is done for this body because of the ruh. A person may be in an ICU with so many machines attached to him, and all how many doctors and nurses attending to that person. Everything will carry on as long as the ruh is in the person. No sooner the ruh leaves the body, that is, he has died now, all those machines are unplugged. All that hurrying and running from here and there and checking this machine and checking that, everything comes to immediate stop as soon as the ruh. But the ruh carries on with its journey. And the real life of the ruh starts then, the life of the akhirah. So the ruh is more important. So that knowledge also in full was given to Adam alayhi salam. If we are not acquiring it, that is our problem. If we are not practicing on it, that is our problem. But all this has been taught to us, how to have a complete, comprehensive life for our body and our ruh, for our dunya and our akhirah. And the knowledge of this dunya also, that Allah has taught it, that it is from Allah, and we believe in it that way, not what is called secular, that is where Allah is taken out of the equation, that we are doing everything, just like a father gives the shop to his son to run. Now, as long as the son acknowledges, my father gave it to me, it's my father's shop, I'm running, then that is in order. But the day he takes his father out of the equation, and he becomes too big for his boots, and he says the father has got no share in the shop, and the father got nothing to do now with the shop, then that son has gone completely astray. Like that with this knowledge of this dunya, Allah gave it to us. But today, so to say, we have become too big for our boots. And we took out Allah from the equation, that we are doing everything. Everything is in our hands. We are controlling everything. This is where we have gone wrong. So these are great, great points of knowledge for our right, for to come right and to live within our limits. And as long as a person stays within his limits, everything goes well. When he goes out of his limits, that is where destruction and harm and everything goes haywire and goes wrong. So Allah Ta'ala made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the ensuing ayahs Allah explains in detail that how Allah has given this great knowledge to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and if we also acquire it correctly, harness it properly, our dunya and akhirat will go in a very smooth way and not the chaotic world that we are living in at the moment. That won't be the result, but it will be a very smooth type of life in this dunya. dunya, mort will also be like that. Qabr, akhirat will also be like that. May Allah bless us with those realities and let us come within the limits and make us the means that the world can see things in the correct light and move in the correct light. Wa akhiru da'wana.